From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres. Snow removal operations are underway in Georgina's Simcoe Landing, with several nearby streets scheduled for later this week. Town staff are delivering door-to-door notices, and vehicles must be removed from affected streets between 8:30 a.m. and 3 p.m. to allow crews to safely remove snow. Residents are encouraged to share driveway space with neighbors where possible as winter operations continue. Police conducted a Super Bowl weekend ride initiative across the region, stopping 177 vehicles and charging two drivers with impaired driving offenses. Officers also administered 21 roadside breath tests and issued 2 7-day license suspensions to drivers found above the legal limit. Police are reminding residents that new impaired driving rules took effect on January 1st, increasing suspension lengths and requiring mandatory education programs for repeat offenders. The federal government has announced up to $9.3 million in funding for Kumi Canada's auto parts facility in Bradford, West Gwillimbury, as part of efforts to support the automotive sector amid U.S. tariffs. The investment from FedDev Ontario is expected to help the manufacturer modernize equipment and maintain about 60 local jobs while supplying major customers like Honda Canada. Officials say the funding is part of a broader national strategy to protect Canadian workers and strengthen domestic manufacturing in a changing global trade environment. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres.